outlook on this is we will both go our separate ways, and I think the faster each of them can go separate from each other, the better for both parties.
If Michael Jackson is not going to work with Sony, the question becomes, who will show him the level of attention that he feels he deserves?
But the release of the Number Ones album also marked a far more serious stage in Michael Jackson's life. He was arrested on new child molestation charges.
The felony complaint involves 9 counts. 7 counts of 288A in violation of the California Penal Code, commonly known as child molestation.
For months, the world watched in fascination as Jackson arrived daily at the California courtroom. He faced the devastating allegations with little visible emotion, always maintaining his innocence. Finally, after a trial which must have left Jackson wondering how to pick up the pieces of his life, the jury cleared him of all charges.
We, the jury, in the above entitled case, find the defendant not guilty.
When the verdict came out, I was so happy that we could all go back on with our lives.
That the people with no jobs waiting outside the courthouse could then go back on about their lives. The Jackson family, strange though they may be, this was it had to be an incredible tumultuous time period for them. And it had to be very stressful. And I was happy for them that they could go back on about whatever lives that they lead. What I'm most curious about is, what will he do now? Will he finally realize that as a 47-year-old man, having boys sleep in your bed or in your room is not the best move? I think maybe now we'll finally have figured that part out. If we've learned nothing else from this trial, is that the strength of his music still lives in the minds and hearts of people. And that's powerful, considering how sensational everything has been since then.
He is one of the most talented people ever to live. He's Michael Jackson, man.